Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
All right. A pattern developing here. Okay. And this is one you and I have caught on to earlier. And we've been warning about how bad this is. This is a new pattern in Washington. This is what happens. If you are not liked, disagreed with, we used to argue with you, debate you. Maybe we would take out campaign commercials against you, that kind of thing. That's a part of American debate. Now, the standard is if you are not liked and approved of by the radical left, you will be investigated.
Mm-hmm.
Criminally investigated. They have a name for this when it's done in authoritarian and regimes and dictatorships around the world. It's called a kangaroo court.
Yeah.
Okay. This has become a real thing. Now, we know they've been doing it to President Trump, right? I mean, zero evidence of a crime doesn't matter anymore in this country. And I've often said Fourth Amendment, Trump is the first person to be fully stripped of their Fourth Amendment protections in this country.
Democrats have got their hop on for that kangaroo court, don't they?
Oh, they got their hop on, you silly. So that's going on, right? Okay, now watch what's going on now, okay? Because it is becoming... I think, remember we had the guy who was saying, listen, nobody can go work for Trump anymore. I totally regret working for Trump, even a little, because every time you go into one of these hearings, it costs you $25,000 in legal fees.
Exactly.
And he was middle class. He's like, I'm never going to financially recover from this. Well, that's the idea. OK, look what's gone on in the last 24 hours. OK, first we have Dianne Feinstein, and she is saying this is just stunning. Senator Dianne Feinstein, she's the one who, despite all of the evidence pointing to Christine blah blah Ford lying, including the witnesses blah blah Ford named, saying, she said, you go check with them. They'll say it happened. They're like, it didn't. All the evidence against you, not even criminal evidence. This is social civil evidence. All the evidence against you points to your innocence. And she's saying, if we win, we will reopen an investigation into a sitting Supreme Court judge. Based on what, honey?
Yeah.
What evidence? Show us the new evidence. Well, I don't have any. I just don't like him. See, that's the key there. I just don't like him. That's the punishment now. Everybody will be investigated. Do you remember when Devin Nunes began to ask for documents surrounding the FBI, the DOJ? He's the head of the House Intelligence Committee. What did they do to him? He had to recuse himself because they put him under what? Investigation.
Mm-hmm.
Now look at this. Claire McCaskill, have you paid attention to what's going on with her? She is in a neck and neck photo finish race for the Senate in Missouri. She's a senator. She's also a big fat liar. And she's been caught on tape lying and laughing at her constituents by Project Veritas, James O'Keefe, who just may save the Republic from these people with this video. I kid you not. And so she and the Republican were in a photo finish before this. OK, she's caught on video. She has pretended to be against banning guns. We now know because she admitted it on video, pretended to be against restrictions on guns, pretended to be against restrictions on magazines. Oh, and she's taking Planned Parenthood money, too, which she told her constituents she wouldn't do. Because she wants Republican votes, right, to keep her seat, which she needs. And they're even laughing, she and her campaign staff, about how, I can't take money directly from Planned Parenthood or I won't get elected. So they just basically launder it through my campaign so it doesn't show up. Okay, that's illegal. First of all, but the law doesn't apply to Democrats. We know that. So I guess that doesn't matter. If you got campaign money coming from Planned Parenthood outlets going through your campaign that is disguised, that's an admission of a crime. And it's also, anyway, so she goes on, and then they go on to say, she's basically in line with Obama. We really wish we could have him campaign for her, but, we got to fool these idiots who are our constituents. And then she's even asked, so will you vote to ban guns if you're elected? Oh, sure, totally I will. I'm going to go after all kinds of guns. So she's caught flat out lying about basically everything she said during this campaign on film. Her fault. Not James O'Keefe's. He just rolled tape. Okay, do you know what she's demanding right now, Claire McCaskill? She is demanding A criminal investigation of Project Veritas. on what grounds?
Yeah.
No, same as Kavanaugh. No grounds. She just didn't like him. And this is standard for the left. Got to have a criminal investigation. What was the first thing that they did reflexively when they didn't like Kavanaugh? They called for their buds in the FBI to come investigate. That's what happens. I mean, you have to be independently wealthy now to seek a position of power because the left may investigate you into bankruptcy.
Yeah.
And if you don't have a good attorney, you're going down. Even if you did nothing, innocence is not a defense anymore in this country. It is not. And so she is now demanding that the attorney general of the state criminally investigate O'Keefe, but has not in any way volunteered what the crime was.
And apparently a lack of evidence does not stop a charge.
No, of course not. No. It used to.
Yeah.
Used to, but not anymore. So this is what Kavanaugh, I mean, the horror of these people taking back control right now, given their disposition. It's like rewarding a child who is defying you. And the absolute lawlessness here, this has become standard, Lee. Standard.
Mm-hmm.
Standard. You will be investigated. Why? Because we don't like you. And we got people in the prosecution branch, you know, prosecutory, judicial, whatever branch of the government who don't like you, and you're in trouble. And who set the standard? Rod Rosenstein and Jeff Sessions working together. They set the standard. So this is now, and you know how when something happens once, Lee, the left expects it.
Yep.
So now, you know, we don't like them. They should be investigated. That standard. Standard. And this is terrifying watching these two pieces tonight side by side. The idea of being able to harass a sitting Supreme Court judge. Because think about it, if he's going to be investigated by the left, he's going to have to hire an attorney for each round of that to avoid inadvertently perjuring himself under oath.
No, it's the Mueller effect. I mean, this started with the Mueller investigation, with the Russian collusion,
yes,
where you make a charge with fabricated evidence to fool the FISA court. And I'm not so sure the FISA court wasn't in on it to begin with. But at any rate, you come up with a false charge with false evidence, and there's no evidence whatsoever of any crime there being committed. You continue the investigation ad nauseum. And this is how you stifle any type of positive work that a particular party can do with these endless investigations.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up because, you're right. We'll go a step worse. When you say they made up the evidence, that's a crime. It's perjury. They signed under penalty of perjury, FBI Rod Rosenstein, that these were legit documents that had been, investigated and backed up. That is perjury. So, I mean, the people against you. Not only will you be investigated for being unpopular or on the wrong side and personally bankrupted, the people against you will perjure themselves, which is a felony, make stuff up, and they will never suffer any legal repercussions. So you need massive legal protection just to serve in public against people who will be allowed to fabricate evidence against you in public. It's not like it's a secret the evidence is fabricated. It's right out there for anybody who wants to see it. So, I mean, you're going to need massive protection. I mean, do you know what it takes to legally protect yourself when the prosecutor can fabricate evidence?
Well, there's no defense.
There's no defense. And there are a lot of people in Washington looking at this right now going, wow, if I am on the wrong side of the left, boy, I will be destroyed. So they're going to take you out one of two ways. They're going to take you out like Mary Bono when she had to resign from the U.S. gymnastics team because she disagreed with the left. She didn't do anything offensive. She just colored in with a Sharpie the Nike logo on her shoes because she was at an event to fundraise for special forces and their families. That's disagreeing with the left. You got to resign. Mm-hmm. But wait, she did it before she was the CEO of the U.S. gymnastics team. As Chris brilliantly pointed out at the break, isn't that on them when they hired her? They should. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
They missed it. It was right there on her Twitter feed. So you see, you will be destroyed one way or another for disagreeing. You will be broken financially, completely and endlessly harassed by prosecutors who will be allowed to break the law themselves. Oh, and by the way, even if we catch those at the top of the FBI lying to the FBI, which is a crime, it's one Mike Flynn went down for, Trump's, who was part of the Trump administration for a short time, they will not be prosecuted.
No.
In fact, that FBI agent broke bribery statutes, and he also lied to the FBI. There's multiple crimes. There are no prosecution. That is an unbelievable amount of power. When you can make up evidence, lie about your testimony, and you will never be prosecuted. This is where we are in this country.
That is a threat to the Republic.
I'm telling you, the Republic is done if this stands. And we're going to see if it stands in this midterm. If we're going to be for fake investigations, fake harassment, or kangaroo courts. Just ask people in communist dictatorships. They'll explain to you how it works. You're seeing it right here on your television. Texter writes here, I just love those Fox News ladies, brains, beauty, and great personality. The women on other networks have such ugly hearts, it makes them so ugly that I cannot look at them. Texter writes here, you're leaving out a key piece of the puzzle. Well, that never happens. What did I leave out? Let's see. The new litigious Democrat Party only succeeds when our worthless, completely inept, and ignorant GOP doesn't do a darn thing and won't raise one finger to fight these people, as they bankrupt members of our side. Without the ignorant GOP, the Democrats couldn't do any of this. We're talking about this new standard. This is a thing. You will be bankrupted and criminally investigated for challenging members of the left or merely existing if you are in their way. I mean, the idea that the Democrats are running on opening an investigation into Kavanaugh if they win. This is exactly what they did to Trump. Now, who do you think is going to run this investigation? Who do you think is going to be doing it? What do you think? Oh, their favorite, their new favorite law enforcement agency, who they hated for years but now love, the FBI. Well, you can trust them now that all the bad guys are out. Oh, can you? See, because the FBI, one of the things they're under subpoena for, don't forget this. Dozens of agents were involved in the perjury before the FISA court. The FBI, their names have been subpoenaed by the FBI. The only way to get their, their stuff for Congress, you got to know who they are if you're going to go after all their texts and your emails to see if they broke the law. The FBI will not even disclose the names of the agents that worked on the case. This is a, this is like a Gestapo. You don't even get to know the names of the agents working against you. This is terrifying. So they're all still inside the FBI hiding. If they had nothing to hide, the FBI would have turned their names over a year ago. There'd be no subpoena from Congress to find this out. Congress is supposed to regulate them. And this is so we don't know who they are. We don't know what they've done. We know it's bad because they won't turn it over. And the Democrats are going to take this weaponized agency and turn it against people like Kavanaugh and James O'Keefe. And this is why you have Senator Claire McCaskill, her response to being cold busted on video, admitting she lies to her constituents about her positions on guns and Planned Parenthood. That she loves Obama, contrary to what she's told everybody. That she's not a moderate at all. That's been her whole campaign. She's a moderate. Is now calling for a criminal investigation of O'Keefe on no grounds. She's demanding the state attorney general do it. No grounds. This is what they do. This is what they do. Texter writes, evil only succeeds when good men do nothing. Translation, the Democrats succeed when the GOP does nothing, like always. Texter writes, laughing at the TV ads for Democrats running for South Carolina governor and Congress, where they leave out the Democrats. Texter writes, love your show, Tara. What do you know about this strange polio attacking children and paralyzing this? Could this have come across the border from people not vaccinated? Oh, that's exactly where it came from. I guarantee it. No one will ever tell you that, though. If they find evidence of it, it'll be buried. Texter writes, Tara, I am amazed at the people who talk and complain about Trump's tone, but never mention violence from the left. I remember a saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Now the texter writes, Tara, what percentage of white blood do I have to call a white person a cracker in a loving, non-hateful way? Just wondering. After this idiot... Warren. Yeah, that's a great question. Texter writes, my wife thinks I'm foolish, but I have a long list of movie actors. I refuse to see their movies. I realize that actors are pretty much on the liberal side for the most part. An actor usually doesn't care if you're illegal. They just want you to buy a ticket to their movie. You never see these big actors and actresses opening up their homes to the groups of illegals coming into the country. Texter writes, oh, thank God, moped registration. I feel so much better now. Texter writes, what about Romeo and Juliet? How many? That's all. Huh, okay, that must have been using voice to text because I can't make sense of that text. I tried. Texter writes, okay, about Mary Bono. who was fired as the head of the U.S. gymnastics team for taking a Sharpie and blacking out the Nike logo. So you must actually like Nike. Folks, this is the same thing they're doing to Christians. No, have you seen this new court case? Oh, this is unbelievable. There's a couple in Minnesota. They make love story videos. So it's not just, you know, they videotape weddings. They do all that, right? But they also make love story videos. So you want to document the love story between your grandparents, how they met, you know, all this stuff, correspondence. You know, they're beautiful, the videos they do. It's a great idea for a business. And so they're in high demand for this, right? Well, Minnesota has said, state of Minnesota, human rights law has said they must make love story videos about gay couples. Well, guess what? They're a Christian. I'm saying they're not doing it. They could face up to 90 days in prison for not making the videos. That's forced speech. You know, I can't tell you how many people I had who were left-wingers who called me and texted me. Just, why can't they just bake the cake? Isn't that the Christian thing to do? No, because you knew the second you bake the cake, they'd be forcing you to march in their pride march with it. To speak on their behalf, and that's what they're doing. This Mary Bono refuses to speak on behalf of Nike, and she gets fired. And she does this before she was the CEO. That's incredible. Texter writes, did the FBI not clear Kavanaugh 7 times? Not enough. He's not broke yet. Kids today, these kids missing out on a lot of stuff growing up in the Netflix era. Here's a list of stuff they're missing out on. Do you remember this? The high stakes game of finding a blank VHS tape 2 minutes before you realize it's on and it needs to be recorded. What a pain in the neck that used to be, right? Or you thought you'd hit record, because there was always a complicated 15-step process to set it to record, right? And sometimes it wouldn't, sometimes it wouldn't. You'd lose your mind if you missed it, because you might never see it again.
That's how wedding videos got taped over.
Oh, yes. Oh, what a nightmare. I know. And since you couldn't upload it online, you know, you didn't put it on Facebook, you just go get a copy of it. Oh, my gosh, yes, it would be destroyed forever. You'd be in tears. It'd be like, I mean, such a loss, right? Oh, technology has changed. Here's another one. You missed one episode, you were so screwed. How would you ever get it back? You'd have to get everybody you knew to tell you what happened, and then hope someday it'd be on reruns. Here's another one.
The worst was when you asked somebody to tell you what happened, they're like, oh, it was so good.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Oh, boy. Here's another one. They will never know the high-stakes adrenaline of running to the bathroom or the fridge or the bedroom in a single ad break. With a sibling screaming, it's on, to send you hurtling over the furniture to get back in time. Yep. And there's always this problem. Someone mentioned how you'd wait to pee during the commercial and then have someone steal your seat or take the remote while you were gone. So you're going to have to fight to get it all back, right?
That happened in large families. Only yes. Children never had to deal with that.
They never did. Let's see. Another was learning to take a 5-minute shower so you wouldn't miss the show. Is very unforgiving. Here's one. The power goes out right in the middle of the season finale. Okay, that has happened before on Netflix from like so too many people watching it and it just crashes. But you get to see it later. That's the thing. Here's another one. Timing it right so your hot pocket would be done by the end of the commercial break. Yeah, that was a key one. And what if the phone rang? The times you just let the answering machine get it. Well, that hasn't changed at all. Nobody answers the phone anymore.
Did you ever call anybody and have them say, don't call me now, I'm watching my stories?
And you understood completely. You totally understood. You know, have you noticed it's become rude now to call people? I don't know, not rude, but
it's an emergency.
Yeah, it's become inappropriate. Like before, you would just call people for like no reason. How do I explain this? Now you have to text. I mean, you have to be at a certain point in your relationship to call. Like, I call my husband all the time. That's cool. I call good friends all the time. Family members. That's it. That is it.
You have to text somebody to see if you can call them.
Yes, you do. I had one of my mom friends who I knew she would want this study guide I'd found online. And the big test was the next day. I mean, these are this hours of studying nightmare. She didn't have it. She didn't know what she was going to do. But I was on the way to the dentist. I was on the way to the dental retreat. So I couldn't text it to her without crashing into something. And it was complicated anyway to explain. So I called her and she picks up the phone immediately because she's assuming it's an emergency. I mean, why else would I have called her, right? I mean, we have only a text relationship. I mean, we've only been friends for a year, you know, like we're mom. You know, does your wife have mom friends? They're playdate friends.
Yeah.
Mom friends. So I mean, you would not just randomly at any time call anybody who's not like your best friend or a good friend or a long term, but you would text them, as you said, right? So I mean, I started the conversation. So her voice sounds alarmed. Like, what's going on? You know, because I've called, right? I mean, this nobody would have been like this before. And so I explained to her, no, I would have texted you, but I'm driving. And then she's grateful that I have told her. And that's not a reflection on her. This is just how it is today. You know, you start off a phone conversation with apologizing for not texting. And I got off the phone and I just apologized for not texting. Anyway, but that's how it is today.
You know what frustrates me is that texting has become so ubiquitous that people think that once they send a text, you've seen it.
Yes. And I get so many texts, that is not a good bet. Because you know how it'll put the newest text on top and push right. The others down? If I get a lot of texts, I've had the management text me and I miss their texts because their text got pushed down. But some crazy junk, like people sending me like emoticons or whatever those things are called. Yeah, that's a nightmare. But anyway, so we're talking about 12 things kids are missing by growing up in the Netflix era. Oh, God, you remember this TV Guide would come out when the TV Guide was its own channel. And, you know, it's like the TV Guide, or if you didn't have one of those, you looked, you know, the newspaper, the TV schedule, you'd pore over it to make sure you didn't miss anything, like with a highlighter.
How about before the TV Guide was a channel and you had to either buy a newspaper or buy a book at the supermarket?
And if it was like hurricane or something and the newspaper didn't come, you were flying blind, you know? I mean, how would you know what you might miss? Let's see. Oh, okay. Other stuff kids are missing in the Netflix era. Flipping to see what's on other channels, but timing it to get back on the show channel right as the commercial break ended. Here's another one, too, that kids are missing. My children react as if they're being, like, electric prod shocked by having to watch a commercial. There are wails of pain. They can't handle. They do not have the patience.
You know, I had this experience the other day. I had I got a call from our internet provider. They had this new streaming service that was basically like having a virtual cable box. You know, instead of getting a physical box, you know, if you sign up for the service, it's an app that you use. But it's basically the same service. And they wanted to, you know, it was free for 7 days and they wanted me to try it. I watched it for an hour and then didn't watch it the rest of the 7 days and eventually called and canceled it because I was like, this reminds me of what I didn't like about appointment viewing. You have to sit through commercials. You have to wait for the show that you want to watch to come on, as opposed to just going to Netflix and choosing something and then watching it immediately and not having any commercials at all.
Yes.
It was amazing.
Yeah. Kids can't understand. I mean, something's got a commercial in it, they go crazy. Or here's another one. Remember when they used to put the credits in the front of the movie?
Older movies, they did. All of the credits would run before
my kids go insane if they can't find the remote to fast forward through that. And then they can't fast forward fast enough that they would be in any way separated, even momentarily, from their viewing experience is just so foreign to them. They go nuts.
But you say that kids are missing out on this. A lot of this stuff, I think, is worth missing.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
I don't miss it at all.
Yeah, I know. I think missing out is probably the wrong way to headline this study. But still. I love this. We had to choose what network we wanted to watch that night. So we didn't need to change the channel, no remotes. Do you know what my mother-in-law did? True story. She would position both the boys, including my husband, in front of the television and make them sit. She'd get them a snack and everything and a drink and make them sit there, Chris, so that they could change the channel for her on demand. This is before remotes.
That's why you have children.
Clearly. Why else
do
would
things
you have
for
children?
You that you don't want to do?
Exactly. No, that was the old generation. Now parents do things for their children that they don't want to do. It's called helicopter. Never mind. Okay, apparently this is a thing. Texter writes, Terry, you also need to remember the old style remote control. I used to be that remote control. My parents would tell me what channel to change the television to. Oh, yeah. My husband would be called in from a couple rooms away if he was not already positioned in front of the television to change the TV for his parents who were sitting on the couch. Because that's a child's job. Yeah, children should be changing the channels and not hurt. No, I'm kidding. She didn't say not hurt, but she did believe children should be changing the channels. She's got a remote now, by the way. Texter writes, I hated it. This is talking about my mother-in-law. I hated talking on the phone in the 80s. I hate it today. Hang up and text me. So says Ronnie. I love that text. Can I call you? You used to just call. Yeah, used to be able to just call and That's it. All right. Coming up in the next hour, oh, we have so much stuff to get into in the next hour, including Louis Farrakhan. This is the militant new free speech doctrine of the left, wherein you can be an avowed fan of Hitler. You can put it in writing. You can even use Hitler's terminology to trash Jewish people. But if you're on the left, that's okay. You know how Twitter says that they've got this secret internal code they use? They're not going to tell anybody why they're suspended or banned or put in Twitter jail. It's because of the code. If you could see it, it's a secret. But if you could see it, you would know it was fair. I'm going to prove to you it's not fair. That you can say any racist, hateful thing that you want. Degenerate anybody, destroy anybody, whether it's racially, you can slur them gender-wise. If you're on the left, you get to keep your verified Twitter account. If you are not, oh, there will be a price to pay. Ask James Woods. Oh, I love this. This is brilliant. My grandfather, this is a texter. My grandfather had an 8-foot pole with a notch cut in the end that the TV dial fit perfectly into. That's how he changed the channel across the room. Oh, my, could he rotate it? I guess he could. Oh, that is genius. He could have made a lot of money selling that. All right. Texter writes, Tara, what about when you switched from an NBC channel to a CBS channel and had to go outside to turn the antenna's direction? Oh, that's a good one. It's the same thing on either channel. Don't even bother, right? Texter writes, remember, Tara, our speech is violence, but the left's violence is speech. Right. Texter writes, hey, Tara, when I was a kid, my parents have had me lay on the floor with my foot on the turning knob so the picture this is even bad, so the picture would come in clearly. So basically, they used me as an antenna. Oh, that's even worse than my poor husband. Texter writes, okay, exposing a dark family secret hidden for years. My younger brother would come rushing in from other rooms to watch commercials. And why did he do that? Texter writes, Tara, I'm waiting for the first generation of smartphone to come out without a microphone.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.